looks like a great opportunity, pretty exciting. And what they've submitted is their original rezoning application, which is the first step in the process. And basically, what's going to stay is power. They're going to be fully renovated. Essentially, every other building on the property will come down and be replaced with new construction. And the project is about 12 acres, vertical mixed use, simply means about 600 apartment units probably, and about 64,000 square foot of retail in and around the rest of the site, a couple parking garages, lot of development, a lot of activity, so pretty exciting for that corner.
And so, and you were saying it's a lot of new construction. Is basically just the tower going to remain and the rest of that 12 acres going to be new construction?
That is correct, yes. There's several fourplex units on there right now and a couple of older parts of the apartment or the hotel. All of that will be coming down and then new construction with the exception of the tower.
And that would include, you mentioned some, the new construction is supposed to involve more residential, a couple of parking garages, and what else as far as the new construction?
Yeah, some of the new construction, as you mentioned, will be apartments and parking garages. There'll also be some retail incorporated into that as well on the ground floor. There's even part of the proposal is to include some retail in the ground floor of the parking garages as well. So most of the new construction will be multifamily, but a few other uses also.
The news release from the property owner in California anticipates construction to start this summer sometime, but before that happens, if you could summarize the process now that the city has the initial plans, how much will go into dialogue with the property owner, and then when's the earliest that maybe the Planning and Zoning Commission might consider this?
For the first step is going to be a couple weeks probably of kind of reviewing their initial application and negotiations with them on what's been proposed, and that's going to culminate in a couple of public hearings. One before Planning and Zoning Commission and one before City Council. Realistically, I think we'll probably be into March before that public hearing with P&Z and then shortly after that with Council. The next step after that, actually some of the more formal things like plats, but then really getting into the design of the site itself and of the buildings. They're hoping, I think, to break construction in late summer. I'm confident we can meet that that obligation, that deadline with them. And you're probably looking at almost a two-year construction project, I would think. Definitely we've broken into phases, so they'll do one part before the others. The early phase is they'll start with the area around the tower and the tower itself.
The property owner will not need the rezoning, though, to begin demolition of some of those existing buildings?
They could demo those. I think they'll probably want to wait until they have secured the zoning before they really start investing too heavily. They have worked with us right now on making sure those buildings are secure and they've got security things going on, which has been really helpful. But I wouldn't expect, although it's possible, I wouldn't expect much demo or anything until they've gotten through their zoning process.
Very good. I know it's great news, particularly those who have lived here longer than I have. I'm coming up on 2 years and have seen pretty much a vacant eyesore since I've been here, and I know others have dealt with it much longer than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Exciting opportunity. I think it'll be great. It's a better way to come into the city of College Station and into the university when all this is finished.